各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年6月25日，星期四。我们非常荣幸的邀请到我们尊敬的张克西克塔博为我们继续讲述有关惠斯坦在文达本斩杀恶魔的小小时光，欢迎大家聆听。
Hare Krishna, good morning to everybody.
Hare Krishna, 大家早上好。
Today, I believe, is a public holiday in China. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
今天我想是大家的一个公众的一个节假日。
Dragon Boat Festival.
啊，是我们的端午节。
So today, we will continue to speak about the Madhya Yasoda.Binding Lord Krishna pastime.
今天呢，我们会继续讲述亚洲大母亲捆绑 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And the deliverance of Nala, Kuvara, and Manigriva.
以及 Nala Kuvara 和 Manigriva 他们的这个解脱。
So let us chant the prayers, and then we will.Go on.
所以呢，我们先念诵一些祷文，然后呢，我们来开始。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti NamineNamaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Aschatya Deshatarine Om Agyana Temirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam JenaTasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathambitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam SavadutamParijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakambitamscha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Vipasindukya Evacha PatitanamPavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Sato Jayamudirayet Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
So, last week we began to talk about the Damodar Lila.
上一周呢，我们开始来讲述主的 Damodar Lila.
As you may remember, this Lila took place in Gokula.
你们大家可能还记得，这个逍遥时光是发生在 Gokula.
Also known as Mahavan.
也以这个 Mahavan 而著称。
Right. Mahavan is one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan.
Mahavan 呢是文达本十二座森林之一。
And it's towards, if for those of you who have been to Vrindavan, from Delhi, if you go to the main road, then you take a right toward Delhi. That's the area of Gokula, about 1 hour from our ISKCON temple.
就是如果你们从德里，然后呢，它右它的主干道右行的话呢，大概就是朝着那个方向行进一个小时左右，会到这个地方。离德里有一小时左右的路程。
No, no, from Vrindavan, it's about 1 hour. Vrindavan is temple.
哦，从文达文的那个伊斯坎庙。
Towards Delhi, it's towards Delhi.
啊，它是。哦，它是从这个文达文到这个德里的这个路上。
And if you go right, then that's towards Mathura and Agra.
啊，如果你们就是向右的话呢，它就是向这个
Mathura.
Mathura.
And Agra.
Agra.
So you remember Krishna has the three age groups, and the first age group is his baby age group, and that's the time he spends in Gokula.
你们大家还记得 Krishna 他有三个不同的年龄段，第一个呢是婴孩，就是他在这个Gokula 的这个小时光。
So this pastime is, you could say, the last main pastime for that age group.
你们可以说，这个小小时光呢，是他在这个婴孩段的最后的一个，最主要的小小时光。
Soon after this pastime, all the residents, they move to Vrindavan Forest. They, from Mahavan Forest, they go to Vrindavan Forest.
在这个小小时光之后呢，这个文达文的居民呢，他们就从这个马哈湾的森林搬到了这个文达文的森林。
We'll speak about that probably next week or the week after.
我们呢，可能在下一周或者是后面的时间来讲述。
But so this is the last main pastime that takes place during Krishna's first age group.Then the next age group is cowherd boy.
所以呢，这是 Krishna 作为他的第一个年龄段的最后一个逍遥时光。接下来呢，就是他作为这个牧牛童的这个年龄段的逍遥时光。
So, as we discussed last week, we are all quite familiar with this pastime.
正如像上周我们所讲到的，就是大家对于这个逍遥时光都非常的熟悉了。
Because we celebrate it each year during the month of Kartik.
因为呢，我们每年呢在 Kartika 月的时候呢，都会来庆祝这个小时光。
So as I remember, we finished at the part where Mother Yasoda bound Lord Krishna.
据我的印象呢，我们上一次结束在就是亚瑟达妈妈捆绑 Krishna 的这个地方。
Is that correct, Jamuna Priya?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, right.
Right, so we'll just continue on from there.
So now, 我们就从上一周结束的地方来继续讲述。
So you may remember, of course, Mother Yasoda wanted to, well, she tied up Krishna eventually. For two reasons.
有两个原因。
But for a few reasons. One, of course, was to punish him for his stealing.
其实有几个原因。第一个呢，就是为他的这个偷窃行为而惩罚他。
Another reason was because she was busy with household affairs.So she tied Krishna up so she could continue her household affairs and Krishna wouldn't go and do more mischief.
第二个原因呢是因为他忙于做家务，他如果把 Krishna 绑起来的话呢，他就可以继续做他的家务，这样的话呢 Krishna 也不会再继续的调皮捣蛋了。
And also, you may remember whenMother Yasoda was scolding Krishna. She said, "You are just like a monkey."
呀，说到妈妈呢，也责备 Krishna 说你就像猴子一样。
Your nature is just like a monkey, and you're always with monkeys.
你的本性就像猴子一样，你总是跟猴子在一起。
So Krishna responded, "Okay, if I'm like a monkey, then if you say I'm a monkey, then I'll go to the forest."
Krishna 的回应呢，就是说，既然你说我像猴子，那么我就去到森林吧。
So this actually, and Krishna said this to worry Mother Yasoda. Of course, he said it deliberately to worry her.
Krishna 呢，他故意这样说，就是让他的母亲担忧。
So she was also worried, maybe Krishna will go to the forest, so I should tie him up while I'm busy.
他呢也确实有这样的顾虑，所以呢他就决定把 Krishna 绑起来。这样的话呢 Krishna 就不会再继续，而且他还可以再继续做他的家务。
So for all these reasons, Krishna got tied up.
所以呢中暑上面的原因呢 Krishna 最终被绑了起来。
And you may remember last week we posted some information on the chat site, which I guess you have all read by now.
Yes. 就是在上周的时候呢，月亮法波给我们在那个对话框里贴出来了有关这个逍遥时光的一些解说。
And you may remember, initially Krishna didn't want to be tied up.
你们大家可能还记得，就是最初呢 ，Krishna 其实并不想被绑起来。
And then two shaktis, two of his potencies, came to assist him, so he wouldn't get tied up.
就是他的两种能量呢，就是支持他，所以呢，这样的话呢，就在刚开始的时候呢，他就不会被绑起来。
The vibhuti shakti, his power.Opulent Shakti, Power Shakti.
Vibhuti Shakti, 还有它的这个富裕的这个能量。
And then the Shakti that fulfills his desire.
就是还有这个满足他的愿望的这个Shakti.
And so Vibhuti means opulence.
Vibhuti 的意思呢，就是富裕的。
We typed this last week, so I won't do it again.
我们上周就是讲到这一点，我现在再来给你们复述一下。
And then the other one was the Satya Sankalpa Shakti.
还有一种呢是 Satya Sankalpa Shakti.
Sankalpa means you make a vow or a determination.
Sankalpa 的意思呢，就是你们发下誓言，或者是下定决心。
So Krishna made that sankalpa. I won't be tied up.
他就发了这样的 sankalpa 誓言，我不会被你绑住。
But then, so and that's why Mother Yasoda could not tie him up.
所以呢，就是到现在为止，亚瑟的母亲呢，一直就还没有捆绑住 Krishna。
But then Krishna saw the effort of his mother. She was really determined. No, I want to see how big is his waist. How much rope do I need to tie his waist?
但是呢，他的母亲同样的下定决心，非常努力的一直想要捆绑他。他想要知道，他要绑住 Krishna 的腰，到底需要多大的绳子，还需要多少绳子。
And she was really...trying very hard.
所以呢，他非常努力的想要绑住 Krishna.
So when Krishna saw this, then his Kripa Shakti manifest, his mercy potency.
所以呢，当 Krishna 看到这一幕的时候呢，他的这个 Kripa Shakti, 他的仁慈的这一面就展露出来了。
And our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this Kripa Shakti is like the king of all of the Lord's mercy, of all of the Lord's potencies.
就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti, 他就说呢，在 Krishna 所有的这些能量当中呢，这个 Kripa Shakti 它是这个能量之王。
So when the compassion manifested in the heart of Krishna, then the other two shaktis disappeared.
所以呢，当这个Kripa Shakti 在 Krishna 心中展现的时候呢，他的其他的两种能量就消失了。
And then Mother Yasoda could tie him up.
所以呢，母亲就可以绑住 Krishna 了。
It's interesting. It's interesting to notice.
就是了解这一点其实非常有意思的。
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says,
Vishwanath Chakravarti 就说,
In the competition between Krishna and his devotee, the devotee's determination always wins.
他说在 Krishna 和奉献者的这种竞争当中呢，奉献者的这个决心通常会赢。
But Srila Prabhupada says in the same purport to that verse, in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated.
但是呢，就在同一个师节的帕巴的要旨中呢，他就说，在这个 Krishna 和奉献者的这种竞争当中呢， Krishna 有时候会同意，就是他被奉献者所征服，他接受。
So, right, slightly different, same and different, right? It's same and different understanding.
就是呢，在这个理解上呢，就是稍微有一点点区别。
Same and different.
就是同样的，但是却有一点差异。
And it's interesting to, note that.The different acharyas, sometimes they give slightly different explanations or understandings of the same incident.
就是呢，在同一个事件逍遥时光当中呢，有时候不同的阿赞呀，他们给出的这些评论呢，解说会稍微有一点不一样。
Not only in this pastime, but in other pastimes also.
不光是针对这个逍遥时光，在其他的逍遥时光也会出现类似的情况。
Because they all have their unique flavors of devotion and their own unique realizations and revelations of Krishna's Leela.
因为呢，他们对于 Krishna 的逍遥时光呢，他们都有自己的不同的一种品味，而且呢，他们也有自己的一些觉悟。
And they're all right. Nobody's wrong.
而且他们都是对的，没有人在这儿是不对的。
Even if it might sometimes appear to be contradictory, but Krishna is unlimited. So the understandings and realizations and revelations are also unlimited.
有时候呢，虽然表面看起来他们的意见可能甚至会不一样，针锋相对的。但是呢，他们呢都是正确的，因为 Krishna 是无限的，所以呢，有关他的这些觉悟，有关他的这些相关的描述，其实都是正确的。
So after Krishna was tied up,
所以呢，在 Krishna 被绑住了之后呢
，the acharyas say many nice things.
Acharya 呢就写了很多的美妙的这些评论。
So this firstly, in this Leela, at least in this Leela, we all know that.Krishna is Atmarama.
在这个逍遥时光当中呢，我们都知道 Krishna 他呢是这个 Atmarama.
Maybe you have heard this term before.
可能你们之前听说过这个词。
Atma, we all know.
Atma 呢，我们大家都知道它是什么意思。
Atma means the self or the soul.
阿德曼呢，就是指就是这个自我这个灵魂。
the self or the soul. Rama, we all know what Rama means.
这个 Atma 呢，就是说自我或者是灵魂。Rama 呢，它的意思是。
We all know.
我们大家都知道它是什么意思。
Right, it's in our Hare Krishna mantra.
就在我们的 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗当中，就有 Rama。
What does it mean?
它的意思是什么呢
？Jumuna Priya.
Bliss, happiness.
Yes. So Atma,
喜乐。
Okay. So Atmarama means one who is self-satisfied.
所以呢，这个 Atmarama 呢，就是指一位自我满足的人。
Normally, for our happiness, we depend on so many other things.
通常的话呢，我们需要依赖很多的事情，我们才能够变得快乐。
On our phone, or a nice house, or nice car, or nice clothes, or food, or other people. Right? We often depend on things separate from us for our own happiness.
所以呢，我们通常的话会依赖于我们的手机啊、房子、车，然后我们美丽的衣服，还有我们的这些美味的食物，我们身边的这些人，从他们身上获得这种快乐。通常这些东西都是跟我们真正的这个自我其实是分离的。
And if you, many people are not really happy with themselves.
其实呢，很多人对他们自己并不太就是感到开心。
Especially in material consciousness, we tend to compare ourselves to others.
尤其是在这个物质的知觉当中呢，我们总是把自己跟他人相比较。
Am I as wealthy as someone else? Am I as famous as someone else? Am I as, you know, beautiful as some? We're always comparing with someone else, and we feel that we are not good enough.
我们呢总是将自己跟他人相比较。我有没有别人那么富有呢？有没有他们那么出名呢？有没有他们那么美丽呢？所以呢，我们总是把自己跟别人相比，然后呢，觉得自己不够好。
And because we are not happy with ourselves, we're not happy, and we're not peaceful.
因为呢，我们对自己都感到不快乐，所以呢，我们也不平和。
We always feel I'm not good enough.
我们总是觉得自己不够好。
Of course, we can see that in a positive way or a negative way.
当然了，我们也可以以一种积极的或者是消极的方式来看待这一点。
To some extent, we have to feel we're not good enough, and then we grow. We learn, I'm not good enough, I need to be better, I need to improve.
从一方面来说呢，我们也确实需要感到自己不够好。这样的话呢，我们就可以有改善的空间，我们就可以不断的成长。
But that's a more positive. Okay, I'm not good enough, I will improve.
所以呢，就是这个积极的应对的一面，由于我不够好，所以呢，我将做出改善，将提升自己。
But the more negative is I'm not good enough, and then we just lament. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm so bad. Oh, this, oh, that, and then we lament.
但是呢，更多的是这个消极的一面，我们感到自己不够好，我们就变得悲伤。我是如此的糟糕。
And then we just lament.
然后呢，我们就一直处在这种悲伤当中。
And so that's the more negative.
这是一种更加负面的一种方式。
So we must try to be more positive.
所以呢，我们应当变得更加的积极一点。
On one occasion, of course, many times devotees, they would write to Srila Prabhupada.
当然了，就是很多时候呢，这些奉献者他们就会给圣人帕巴的写信说。
And you know, at the end, you know, your servant, you know, so and so, or the most fallen servant, or something like this.
在他们那个结尾这个信封末尾这个署名的时候呢，他们就会写上你的仆人或者你最堕落的仆人，等等类似的。
So. One devotee was writing in his message, oh, I'm so fallen, da 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 da, something like this.
有一位奉献者呢，就是爸爸的写信中内容呢，就说啊，我是如此的堕落等等，就类似的这样的话语。
So in Prabhupada's response, he said,
嗯，他爸爸给他回信就是说
，I know you are fallen, you don't need to tell me.
我知道你很堕落，你不需要告诉我这一点了。
But I want to know when you will pick yourself up.
我想知道你什么时候就是把你自己给啊提升，给那个就是不是那么堕落。
So you don't need to tell me you're fallen, but I want to know. You tell me when you will pick yourself up and be better.
啊，我已经知道你很堕落了，你不需要告诉我这一点，我就只需要知道你什么时候就是会。觉醒，然后呢，就是去改善你自己。
Another time, similar, another devotee said, I'm the most fallen.
还有一次类似的，奉献者就说，哦，我是最堕落的。
And Prabhupada responded,
爸爸的回应说，
You're not the most anything.
啊，你不是任何方面的最。
The devotee said, I'm the most fallen. And Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything.
因为这个奉献的他说自己是最堕落的。然后圣人帕巴的就回应他说，你在任何方面都称不上这个罪。
So maybe you have noticed.
你们大家可能已经就是知道这一点了。
We devotees, we like to say, we have the habit of saying, oh, I'm fallen and this and that.
我们奉献者呢，通常会说哦，他很堕落等等。
And this is, seems to be our verbal habit.
这样呢，就是我们的一个口头禅了。
But if someone else tells us,
但是如果有其他人告诉我们说
，You are very fallen.
你真的很堕落。
What will we feel?
那么我们呢？感觉如何呢？
Probably will be angry.
我们可能会为此而愤怒。
I'm not fallen, or maybe I'm fallen, but you're more fallen.
我其实并不堕落，或许我真的堕落，但是你比我更堕落。
So, you know, we might say, oh, I'm so fallen, da da da, but then if someone else tells us, then we become offended.
我们自己可能口头上说哦，我真的很堕落，但是真的有人给我们这样说你很堕落的时候，我们就会觉得受到了冒犯。
So it's just lip service, we say, you know, lip service.
所以呢，这只是局限于这个嘴唇上的这个服务。
Meaning we just say, but actually we don't feel, because when someone else tells us, we tend to become offended.
我们只是嘴皮上说说而已，我们真的没有感受的这一点，因为当有人真的这样说我们，指出我们的时候呢，我们就觉得受到了冒犯。
Anyway, if we can learn to be Atma Rama, if we can learn to be self-satisfied, then we can be happy and peaceful.
如果我们就是能够学会在自我之中寻找快乐，变得这个 Atma Rama 的话呢，那么我们就会与自身之处发现这种平和。
Be happy who we are and just try to be better.
我们呢为我们自己是谁而感到快乐，而且我们呢做出努力去改善自己。
There's always someone better than us, always.
始终有人比我们要好。
It's just the nature of the world. There's always someone more handsome or more famous or whatever, whatever. It's just like that.
这就是这个世界的一个本性，一个规律，就是总会有人比我们更帅气啊，更有名声呀。
We should just be happy who we are.
我们就为我们原本的这个自己也感到这种快乐。
But at the same time, always try to be better.
但是同时呢，我们也要做出努力，要改善，变得更好。
Anyway, as we know, Krishna, he is Atmarama. He is self-satisfied.
Krishna 呢，他是 Atmarama， 他是一位自我满足的人。
But in this pastime, he is showing he is hungry.
但是呢，在这个逍遥时光当中呢，他就展示了他的这种饥饿。
So on the one hand, he is self-satisfied, but on the other hand, he becomes angry. And that's why the whole pastime begins. Because he is angry and then he breaks the pot.
一方面呢，他就是这个 Atmarama， 是在自我之中感到满足的人。另一方面呢，他在这个逍遥时光之中真的生气了，这也是这个逍遥时光开启的一个原因。所以呢，后来他就打破了这个罐子。
At the same time, Krishna is peaceful.
同时呢 ，Krishna 他也是平和的。
Right, we know in the Bhagavatam, also in the 10th canto, there's the incident.
我们也知道在圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个第十篇呢，就有关这个事件的。
Right, many of the sages were having a discussion: who is supreme, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, or Lord Brahma?
他们的这些圣人们就在讨论到底谁才是至尊的。主 Vishnu, 主 Siva 还是主 Brahma?
They were having this big discussion.
他们呢就是进行了很长的这个讨论。
So they arranged for one sage, Bhrigu Muni, said, "You go and test, you go and check, and we will take your opinion after you come back."
他们呢最终就是决定派出这个Bhrigu 受人呢。决定去考察一下到底谁才是这个至尊的。他们说，等你回来之后呢，我们将会接受你的这个观点。
This is later in the 10th canto.
这是在第十篇的后面的部分。
So he goes to see Lord Brahma.
所以呢，他去看这个拜访主 Brahma。
But he just goes to see him and he doesn't pay any respects or anything.
他只是过去看看他，就没有显示出这种尊重，没有流露出以往的那些礼仪。
And this sage Bhrigu Muni, he is one of the sons born from Lord Brahma's body.
Bhrigu 呢，他是生于主 Brahma 的这个躯体之中。
So, but he didn't pay any respects, nothing. So Brahma became angry.
他呢就没有对主 Brahma 表达出应当的尊敬，所以呢主 Brahma 就特别的愤怒。
But because he was in public, he controlled his anger.
但是呢，因为当时呢是在公众场合，所以呢，主 Brahma 还是控制了他的愤怒。
But Bhrigu Muni could see he became very angry.
但是呢 ，Bhrigu Muni 呢可以看出来主 Brahma 其实是非常愤怒的。
So this is influence of the mode of passion.
所以呢，他就是受到这个激情形态的影响。
So he thought he cannot be supreme. He has this anger.
所以呢，他就得出结论说，因为他还有这个愤怒，所以他不可能是自尊的。
Then Bhrigu Muni went to see Lord Shiva.
然后呢 ，Bhrigu Muni 呢就去看这个主 Shiva.
And of course, they are brothers because both of them are born from Lord Brahma.
他们两个呢其实是兄弟，因为他们两个都生于这个主 Brahma。
So Lord Shiva was very happy to see him. He got up and went to embrace him.
主 Shiva 呢就非常高兴见到他，起身呢拥抱他。
But then Bhrigu Muni said, "Don't touch me, you're dirty, you're from the crematorium, you have the ash from dead bodies, don't touch me."
然后 Bhrigu Muni 就对他说，你的躯体这么脏，你总是在那些牧场，然后呢浑身身边都是那些尸体，所以呢你的身体很脏，你不要触碰我。
Then Lord Shiva became really felt insulted. He became really angry, and so angry that Parvati Devi had to restrain him.
所以呢这个主希瓦呢听到他的这番羞辱之后呢，他又变得非常的愤怒。这个时候呢，帕瓦蒂就不得不对他有所限制。
So that little bit influence of the mode of ignorance cannot control the anger. In mode of passion, become angry, but can control, like Lord Brahma. But with mode of ignorance, influence, you become angry, cannot control.
主希望呢，他受到这个愚昧形态的这个控制，他无法就是控制他的这个愤怒。在主 Brahma 的这个例子当中呢，他受到激情形态的这个影响，但是呢，他仍然能够控制住他的愤怒。
So Bhrigu Muni felt, no, no, he cannot be.
所以呢 ，Bhrigu Muni 就得出结论，他也不可能是自尊的。
So then he went to see Lord Vishnu.
然后呢，他就去看主。
So at this time, Lord Vishnu, as always, Lakshmi Devi, she was massaging the Lord's lotus feet. So when Bhrigu Muni came in, the Lord didn't notice him straight away.
所以呢，当他去拜访主 Vishnu 的时候呢，通常这个拉克什米，母亲呢也像往常一样在按摩主的这个莲花主，所以呢，这个主这时候没有直接亲自的看到他。
So, Bhrigu became angry. Why? I'm coming and Lord Narayan is not noticing me.
这时候呢 ,Bhrigu Muni 却变得愤怒起来了。为什么呢？他觉得这个我过来拜访你，你却视而不见。
If you're busy with your consort.
你只是跟你的伴侣在一起忙呢。
So he came up and he kicked the Lord on the chest.
所以呢他就直接径直走上前，然后呢，往主的这个胸膛踢了一脚。
And berated him, spoke some strong words.
而且呢，他对主说了非常强硬的一些话。
So then the Lord got up, very with no anger. Oh, he said, "I'm so sorry. I didn't notice you. I'm so sorry."
然后呢，对，主起身呢，就对他道歉说：“真的非常的抱歉，我真的没有看到你，没有注意到。”
That's my mistake.
所以呢，这是我的错误。
My heart is so hard. I hope your foot was not hurt when you kicked me.
我的这个胸膛是如此的坚硬，希望没有就是伤到你呢柔软的莲花主。
So by this interaction, Bhrigu Muni understood he is supreme.
所以呢，通过这个事情的这个交往过程呢 ，Bhrigu Muni 就理解到这个主 Vishnu 才是自尊的那位。
Because he's no anger, completely peaceful.
因为他完全没有愤怒，完全的这个平和。
So the Lord is the personification of peace and goodness, pure goodness.
所以呢，主他是这个平和和纯粹的善良形态的一个人格化身。
And yet he becomes angry.In this pastime, he is hungry, and because he's hungry, he becomes angry.
但是在这个达摩当日的逍遥时光当中呢，他就是变得非常的愤怒，是由于他饥饿了。
So this is another contradictory nature of this pastime.
所以呢，这是这个逍遥时光的另外一个就是看起来矛盾的一个地方。
And there is also a quotation. I'm just posted it.
Yes.
It says the Upanishad. This again, it illustrates the contradictory nature of the Lord and this pastime.
就是呢，在这个至尊奥义书当中呢，就是。也对这一点，就是看是矛盾的地方呢，它就是列出来了一些。
This is from the Bhagavatam quotation that I just put. It's in that purport. You can take it from the purport.
就在这个圣典博迦瓦坛的第十篇第九章十九诗节。
In the purport.
在这个要旨中。
It says.In the Upanishads, this is in the purport. Prabhupada says, in the Upanishads, it says the Supreme Lord can run with more speed than the mind.
在这个要旨中呢，就写到这个至尊奥义书中呢，就描述说这个主呢可以以比心眼还快的这个速度来奔跑。
But Mother Yasoda caught him.
但是呢，母亲亚收达还是抓住了他。
Then it says from Brahma Samhita, Krishna is served by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or goddesses of fortune.
在这个 Brahma Samhita 中呢，就描述说这个主呢是有成千上万的这些拉克什米幸运女神们服务的。
But he steals butter like he is a poor man, a poor child.
但是呢，他却是像一个贫穷的孩子一样，他如此的喜欢这个黄油。
No, he steals butter like he is a poor child.
他呢就是就像一个穷小子一样在那偷黄油。
But he is served by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune.
但是呢，他同时呢却又被成千上万的幸运女神所服务着。
Then it says, Yamaraj, right, the Lord of Death. Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, fears the order of Krishna.
在这里呢也描述说，就是死亡的这个控制者呢，这个阎罗王呢，他害怕 Krishna 的这个命令。
And everyone is afraid of death.
因为每个人都害怕死亡。
But Yamaraj, he fears the order of Krishna.
但是呢，这个死神的这个控制者阎罗王呢，却害怕 Krishna 的命令。
And yet, Krishna.
但是呢
，Krishna is afraid of his mother.
Krishna 在这里却害怕他的母亲。
So the Acharyas, and here's another one.
所以呢，这是那个。Acharya 们所给出的这个评论，还有一个
，that Krishna binds people with material nature. Krishna binds people with material nature who steal, show anger, and other low qualities.
Krishna 呢，对那些仍然暂时愤怒以及其他低等品性的这些人呢，他用他的物质的能量去捆缚他们。
And he makes them cry.
而且让他们感到骄傲。
No, no, cry.
让他们哭泣。
And he makes them, firstly, he binds them with the material nature because of their stealing and anger and other low qualities and makes them cry.
所以呢，由于这些人他们的这些低等品性，比如说偷盗呀、愤怒等等，所以呢 ，Krishna 他先用他的物质能量捆缚人们，让他们哭泣。
But now, Krishna himself, because of his stealing, he is angry and crying, and he is bound up by Mother Yasoda.
但是呢，在这个逍遥时光当中，由于 Krishna 他自己的偷盗，然后呢，后来他变得愤怒，所以呢，他就被他母亲绑了起来。
And he is also crying.
他也在那哭泣。
And so the Acharyas they revealed the, if you like, the apparently contradictory nature of Krishna.
所以呢，这个 Acharya 呢
，in this lila, specifically in this lila.
这个阿恰亚呢，尤其是在这个逍遥时光当中，他们呢就是给出表面上看起来看是矛盾的 Krishna 呢他的这些不同的这些本性。
And everything is possible in the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就是在至尊人格守神身上呢，一切皆有可能。
Everything contradictory is existing within the Lord.
就是那些看似矛盾的这些不同的方面呢，同时存在着主的身上。
That's why he's the Supreme Lord.
这就是为什么他是至尊人格守神。
It's not either or, it's both at the same time.
他不是要么这个方面，要么那个方面，他是同时就是涵盖了所有的这些不同的方面。
And this Leela illustrates that in many ways, as we shared.
所以呢，就是这个逍遥时光特别的，就是说
在很多方面就是尤其的就是强调列出了奎什纳的这些不同的这些本性。
And if so, we may ask why. Well, this is the nature of prema.
你们大家可能会问为什么会这样呢？那么这就是这个prema 它的这个本质。
Krishna's love for his devotees and the devotees' love for Krishna causes all of this.
就是 Krishna 对他奉献者的爱以及奉献者对 Krishna 的这个爱，他们导致了这一切。
I think we shared last week.
我想我们在上周的时候呢分享过。
Oh no, that's coming up later.
然后呢，就是或者是后面的时候我们将会提到。
I won't say it now.
我呢现在就暂时不再重复。
So, anyway, Krishna is tied up.
不管怎么说 ,Krishna 呢最终被绑了起来。
Mother Yasoda goes to do her household duties.
所以呢亚瑟的母亲呢就去忙她的家务事。
And Krishna is alone with, by this time, the other gopis who are watching, they have all left.
在这个时候呢就是那些旁观的牧牛姑娘们他们现在已经离开了。
Remember, Lord Balaram has gone with Rohini Devi to the home of one of Nanda Maharaj's brothers for the Diwali celebration.
大家要记住就是这个时候呢 Balarama 呢他跟着 Mohini, 母亲一起去到了 Nanda Maharaj 他的一个兄弟家里。去庆祝这个 Diwali 的这个节日。
This pastime happened early in the morning.
这个小小时光呢，它是发生在一大清早。
After Krishna woke up, right? That's we heard that.
就是我们听到的，就是当 Krishna 起床之后，后来就上演了这个小小时光。
So, but Krishna was surrounded by some friends, his age friends. They were there.
但是呢 ，Krishna 身边还有跟他就是年龄相仿的他的这些同伴们。
Then he saw these two trees.
然后呢，他就看到了两棵这个树。
The Yamarajuna trees.
就是Yamarajuna 树。
It's a kind of tree.
它是一种树的一种类型。
Yamala, let's look. Yamala.
Yamala
Arjuna tree
就是 Yamala Arjuna 树
Anyway, they are a kind of tree
反正就是树的一种
So Krishna saw these two trees
所以呢 Krishna 他又看到了这两棵 Arjuna 树
And he had two thoughts.
然后呢，他当时就有两个想法。
The first thought was.
第一个想法就是。
I want to show off to my friends to show them how strong I am. I will pull these two trees down.
我呢会向我的这些朋友们展示炫耀一下，我是多么的强有壮、强有力。然后呢，我会把这棵树给。拔起。
And he also remembered the story of how Narada Muni cursed these two devas to become trees. He also remembered that.
他也记得这个圣人拿的摩尼是如何诅咒这个两个人他变成了这个两棵树的。
Krishna thought
Krishna 就想
Actually, I've got nothing to do with these two demigods.
事实上我跟这两位半神人毫无瓜葛
I don't really need to do anything for them.
而且呢就是从我本身来说我没有必要为他们做任何的事情
But
但是
Because Narada Muni promised them something, so for him, I will fulfill his desire.
但是呢，由于拿的 money， 他呢就是给他们做了一定的承诺，所以呢就是为了能够实现拿的 money 的他的这个诺言，所以呢我必须得做点事情。
So because he wanted me to deliver them, because he wanted me, or he wanted them to see me, to come face to face with me.Because he wanted, I am doing it. I'm doing it for him. I'm not doing it for them.
嗯，但是呢，由于这个Narada Muni呢，他呢就是希望我可以拯救他们，他们可以面对面的，就是以这个树的形式能够见到我所以呢，由于为了Narada Muni的这个缘故，实现他的这个诺言，所以我才这样做，可不是为了这两个半神人。
So what is the lesson?
那么我们从中可以学到什么样的教导呢？
Only by the mercy of Krishna's devotees can we receive the mercy of Krishna.
只有通过 Krishna 奉献者的仁慈，我们才可以得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
These two were, you know, they were the sons of Kuvera. Kuvera, you know, he's one of the leaders of the universe. He's...
嗯。这两位半神人呢，他们是苦维若的两个儿子。苦维若呢，他是属于宇宙的其中一个管理者。
And they were his sons.
他是他们的儿子。
But that
苦维若的儿子。
That didn't impress Krishna, you could say. It didn't really impress him.
就这一点呢，也没有让 Krishna, 就是打动 Krishna, 让他印象深刻。
But because Narada Muni had some positive feelings towards them,
但是呢 ，Please go.
No, go ahead.
但是呢 ，Narada Muni 呢对他的这两个儿子还是有一些这些怜悯的一些积极的一些情感。
So, because Narada Muni said, you know, after such and such time.You will meet Krishna and he will deliver you. So because of his words, Krishna agreed to deliver them.
嗯，但是呢，正是由于Narada Muni对他们的这个承诺，给他们说呢，在过了多久多久之后呢，你们将会面见到 Krishna， 他会拯救你们。所以呢，正因为这个原因 ，Krishna 才决定拯救他们。
Right. So this was going through. Krishna wanted to please Narada Muni.
所以呢。这是通过 Krishna 想要取悦拿的 money 而实现的。
So he thought, okay, I will deliver these trees.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就想，好吧，我将会解救这两棵树。
When Krishna was first tied up, you know, he was crying, and then Mother Yasoda left, and he continued crying. But when all the other gopis left, you know, then he stopped crying.
那呢，就是当 Krishna 被母亲亚瑟的妈妈绑住了之后呢，当亚瑟的妈妈离开之后呢 ，Krishna 呢，就一直在那哭。当后面这些牧牛姑娘们走开的时候呢，Krishna 就不再哭了。
No one was there, so why cry?
因为没人在那儿了，所以没有必要再哭了。
Right. Sometimes you've seen with children, when people are there, they cry, try to get some sympathy. But then when there's nobody there, then they just stop.
有时候呢，你们看就是那个小孩子啊，当有人在的时候呢，他们就以哭来获得人们的这种关注安慰。但是呢，当人们走开之后，他们就不再哭了。
So everybody is gone, and so Krishna stops crying.
所以呢，每个人都离开了 ，Krishna 没有。必要再继续表演，在那哭了。
But then, as we may, some of his friends are still there.
但是呢，他的有一些朋友还在那儿。
But then he, as I said, he wanted to show off, so he began to pull this grinding mortar around.
嗯，所以呢，就是，Krishna 呢，他想要向他的朋友展示炫耀一下。 所以呢，他就从那个地上那些水。
That is showing off, basically showing off.
他其实呢就是为了能够炫耀一下。
And then he saw these two trees, and he remembered the curse of Narada Muni.
后来呢，他就是看到这两棵树，他就想起了拿的 Muni 的他的这个诅咒。
And as we know, we all know the pastime. Krishna pulled the grinding mortar in between the two trees, and the two trees came crashing down.
我们大家可能还记得，就是呢，Krishna 呢，他把就是那个，就是装着水的，那个，木钵移到这个两棵树，之间，然后呢，他把这个树就是给连根拔起。
So it describes that when Narada Muni cursed these two to be born as trees.
就是有描述说，当拿的 Muni 去诅咒他们两个变成这个两棵树的时候。
They means Nalakubera and Mani Griva. They begged Narada Muni if they could please be born as trees in Vrindavan. They specifically requested him.You please allow us to be trees in Vrindavan.
就是呢，当拿达摩尼诅咒这两位半神人的时候呢，那拉奎拉以及玛尼格瑞瓦的时候呢，他们就是向拿达摩尼请求，能不能诅咒我们，就是降临到 Vrindavan 投生为树。
So that's one reason why they were trees in Vrindavan itself.
这就是。其中一个原因就是他们为什么成为了这个 Vrindavan 土地上的这两棵树。
So anyway, when the trees, because you know these trees had been there for quite some hundreds of thousands of years. How long were they there for? It says it somewhere.
就是呢，这两棵树就是在那儿已经待了成千上万年，都不记得到底有多久的时间了。
But they were there for quite some time.
他们已经待了很长的相当长的一段时间了。
So they, you know, the roots were very deep in the ground.
所以呢这个从地上连起来的这个绳子呢其实是非常深的。他们的根其实很深。
So when Krishna pulled the trees down by pulling the grinding mortar between the two trees, there was this very loud sound when the trees crashed to the ground.
所以呢，就是当 Krishna 呢，他就是拉着他的这个绳子，他呢在两棵树之间，他把这个两棵树连根拔起的时候呢。是这个巨大的这个响声就发出来了。
And the sound was very loud.
这个是发出了是巨响。
And it describes that many of the residents, because the sound was so loud, many of the residents fainted.
就是描述说呢，由于这个。声音是如此的这个巨大，所以呢，这个 Vrindavan 的居民呢，他们就开始晕倒了。
Including Mother Yasoda.
包括亚修大母亲。
She thought that I have put Krishna's life, I may have put Krishna's life in danger by tying him up to the grinding mortar.
所以呢，这个亚修大母亲呢就想，我把 Krishna 绑在那个研究墨镜上呢。那么我就是把他的生命置于危险当中。
So she fainted in worry.
他在这个担忧当中，他就昏倒了。
And then, as we know, the pastime, Nalukubara and Manigriva, they came from the trees. They were delivered by the Lord.
后面呢，就是我们都知道这个 Nalakuira 呢和 Manigriva 他们呢就从这个树中走出来，他们得到了拯救。
they offered many prayers. You can read that in that chapter 10.
你们可以在这个第十章中读到他们对 Krishna 的这个祈祷文，他们供奉了很多的祷文。
So Krishna thought.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就想
that these demigods they are praising me because I have freed them from the bondage of being trees.
就是呢。这两位半神人呢，在赞美我，在向我供奉祷文，因为呢，我把他们从这个树形的这个捆缚当中解脱出来了。
But Mother Yasoda, she ties me up and chastises me instead.
但是呢，母亲亚苏达呢，她用棍棒就是惩罚我，然后把我绑了起来。
So I can free these demigods and they praise me, but I am still tied up here.
就是我可以把这两位半神人呢得以解脱，但是呢我自己仍然被绑在这儿呢。
They praise me, but Mother Yasoda chastises me.
这两位半神人呢，他们在供奉祷文赞美我，但是我的母亲却在责罚我。
But actually, I prefer the chastisement of the Vrajavasis more than the praises of these demigods.
但是呢，我更加喜欢这个Vraja 的这些居民的这种惩罚，而不是这些半神们们供奉的这些赞美祷文。
So this was what was going through Krishna's mind.
所以呢，这就是 Krishna 他的心里所想的。
So that they offered their prayers.
所以呢，他们就向 Krishna 供奉了祷文。
And they thought, Nalukubera and Manigriba thought, well, very soon the residents of Vrindavan are going to come, so better we leave. They didn't want to be there because they knew because of the sound, everybody will begin coming very quickly.
后来呢，这两位半神人 Nalukubera 和 Manigriba 呢，他们就想。由于这个巨大的响声呢，就惊动了这个文达文的居民，很快他们就会前来，所以呢，他们不想就是让他们看到他们两个在吵，所以他们决定要很快的离开。
So of course they went in their prayers to the Lord, then they of course glorified Narada Muni and thanked him for his blessings, and then Krishna blessed them that they would not become entangled in illusion again, and he said, now you can go back home.
就是当然了，这两位半神人在他们的祈祷文中呢，他也赞美了这个 Narada Muni, 就是给了他们这种祝福，所以他们才得到拯救。所以呢，后来Krishna 呢就同样祝福他们呢，不会被这个物质的虚幻能量这种所做，他们呢就可以回到家园。
So after this, Krishna was very happy with himself.
所以呢，这之后呢 ，Krishna 对他自己感到非常的开心，非常的满足。
And he saw that his friends were really amazed. He pulled down these two trees. He's really strong. So Krishna was feeling very happy about himself.
因为呢，他在他的朋友面前呢，展示了他的这个强壮有力。他让他们都大为吃惊，所以呢 ，Krishna 为此他对自己感到非常的满意。
But then his father came, right? Everybody began coming. What happened? What happened? How did the trees fall down?
然后呢，每个人都开始纷纷的前来，然后呢，他们都在询问到底发生了什么事情啊？然后这两棵树怎么了
？And then Krishna's father came, Nanda Maharaj.
然后呢 ，Krishna 的父亲 Nanda Maharaj 也前来。
And then Krishna began crying because he wanted to get sympathy.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就开始哭了起来，因为他想得到安慰。
Krishna was still a little bit angry with his mother for tying him up.
Krishna 呢，仍然为他母亲把他绑了起来，有点愤怒。
So now the father has come and he is crying just to get some sympathy from his father.
他的父亲过来的时候呢，他就开始哭了起来了，他想得到他父亲的这个安慰。
So Nanda Maharaj already knew what happened because on the way back he went home to see if Krishna and Yasoda were there, and Mother Yasoda already told him everything that happened. So he already knew what had happened.
Nanda Maharaj 呢，其实他已经知道整个发生的事情，因为在他回来的这个路上呢，这个后来他碰到亚瑟道妈妈给他讲了所发生的这些事情。
But when Nanda Maharaj came to Krishna's side, he behaved like he didn't know anything.
但是呢，当 Nanda Maharaj 来到 Krishna 旁边的时候呢，他就假装什么都不知道。
So everyone was asking, what happened? What happened?
所以呢，每个人都在问，到底怎么了？发生了什么事情呢？
So then the boys who were there,
在旁边的那些男孩们。
They said, oh, Krishna did it.
他说Krishna 干了这一切。
He pulled this grinding mortar.
他呢就是拉动这个装着水的那个研磨臼。
And then these two, and then the trees fell down.
然后呢这两棵树就倒了下来。
And these two shiny people came out of the trees.
而且呢，从这两棵树中呢，就出现了两位全身发光的人物。
And they were covered in jewels and diamonds, and they began offering prayers to Krishna.
他们呢，身上穿着这个珠宝首饰，他们呢，开始向 Krishna 供奉祷文。
So if you were a parent and the children said something like that, how would you respond?
就是如果你是这个父母的话，如果旁边的小孩子这样说，你的反应是什么呢？
What stories are you talking? They're just stories.
啊，你们在讲什么胡话？你们都是在那说胡说而已。
Child talk only.
啊，你们只是孩子般的在那讲故事而已。
So no one really believed, you know, what the children were saying.
所以呢，没有人相信那些小男孩他们说的事情。
But at the same time, Krishna was the only one, and he was between the trees. So if he didn't do it, who did it?
但是呢，就是在那一刻呢 ，Krishna 是唯一一位在这两棵树中间的那个人。如果不是他干的，那还有谁干的呢
？And then they thought.
所以他们就想。
Just two chapters before, there was the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram.
就两章之前呢，就是描述在 Krishna Balarama 他们起名的仪式上。
We didn't tell that past time, but it's just two chapters before.
我们呢没有讲这个小小时光，但是呢，就是这一章前面的两章之前的一章。
And in the name-giving ceremony, the brahmanas, they said, one of the things, because when you do the name-giving ceremony, you sort of predict the future of the child, what their nature will be, what they will do, and other such things.
因为呢，这些婆罗门在 Krishna 的命名仪式上呢，他们通常就会预言这个孩子的将来，未来他的这个天性呀，他会做怎样怎样的一些事情。
So the Brahmana priest said, Krishna, of course, they didn't say he's Supreme Godhead. That they cannot say. And they cannot know anyway. But they said, Krishna, this child will be equal to Lord Narayan.
当时呢，就是这些婆罗门牧师们，他们就说，当然，因为他们也不知道这个至尊主，他就是这个至尊主本人，他们就说。你们的这个孩子将会像这个至尊主一样那么有力。
And he'll do many wonderful things.
他也会上演很多奇妙的这些事迹。
So when the residents saw that these two trees had fallen down, then on the one hand, they couldn't believe that Krishna did it. But on the other hand, they thought, well, maybe he did.
所以呢，当文达文的居民看到这两棵倒下的这个树的时候呢，他们一方面呢就是不相信这确实是 Krishna 干的，
另外一方面呢，他们又想，或许这真的有可能就是克里斯纳做的。
So they were sort of confused.
所以呢，他们感到困惑。
So this, just posting something there.
再给你们大家，贴一些东西。
This is all in the purport. So you can just take it from the purport.
这些都是在要旨中有的。大家可以看这个要旨。
So anyway, by this time, Nanda Maharaj had untied Krishna.
所以呢，就是在这个时候的Nanda Maharaj 的把 Krishna 给解开。
Also by this time, Lord Balaram and Rohini Devi had returned.
而且这个时候呢 ，Balaram 和 Rohini Devi 呢也回家了。
And Krishna, in order to increase the love of his mother.Behave like he was angry towards her.
这个 Krishna 呢，想要增加他母亲对他的这个母爱呢，所以呢，他就是表现出来的还是对他母亲有一点生气。
And she was embarrassed by the whole incident, so she was not showing herself. She remained in the house.
这个。亚述的母亲呢，她呢就是有一点尴尬，然后呢她自己就没有在现场，她呢躲在她家的这个屋子里。
She just tied up Krishna, but now these two trees have fallen down. Krishna could have been killed, so she was feeling very embarrassed and a bit guilty. So she was hiding in the house.
因为她把 Krishna 绑了起来，然后呢这两棵树倒下了，其实。都有可能会伤害把 Krishna 给压死，所以呢，就是他的母亲呢感到非常的尴尬和内疚，他呢就躲在屋子里面。
And Krishna was showing off his anger towards her.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢还是就是对他展示出一定的这个愤怒。
And he was giving all attention to his father.
Krishna 呢，就他只关注他的父亲。
So Nanda Maharaj took them. By this time, it was about midday.
这个时候呢，基本上是，就是中午时间了。然后
，So he took both Krishna and Balaram. He took them, to bathe in the river, and then brought them back, and they had, some food.
所以呢，Nanda Maharaj 呢就把 Krishna 和 Balarama 呢带到这个河边去沐浴。他们回来之后呢，就给他们喂一些食物。
And they were just relaxing.
这个时候呢，他们正在放松呢。
But Rohini Devi, of course, she's Mother Yashoda's friend.
当然，这个 Rohini Devi 呢。她也是这个亚述的母亲的朋友。
And she's a mother, so she knows what it's like to be a mother.
她也是一位母亲，所以她知道就是，这个母亲的这个感受是怎样的。
And Yashoda Devi's inside, she's not speaking to anybody, she's not eating anything.
亚述的母亲呢就在屋子里面，她呢也不说话，也没有吃任何的东西。
So she, Rohini Devi, she, you know, speaks up for Mother Yashoda.
所以呢 ，Rohini 呢，她就对亚述的母亲开始给她讲话。
Nanda Maharaj isn't saying anything because he doesn't want to disturb Krishna.
Nanda Maharaj 呢也没有。跟亚瑟的母亲开口讲话，因为他不想就是让 Krishna 不高兴。
And Krishna is unhappy with her still.
Krishna 这时候呢，仍然对他的母亲还是有那种不开心的那种
情绪。
And Nanda Maharaj doesn't want to say anything.
Nanda Maharaj 呢也不想就是说任何的话。
So Rohini Devi speaks up.
所以呢 ，Rohini 呢，他就开始说了一些话。
And she said to Nanda, "O King, Yasoda has not eaten the whole day, and she's not speaking to anybody."
嗯，然后呢 ，Rohini 他就 Nanda Maharaj 他对 Nanda Maharaj 说，亚瑟的母亲呢，她就是一整天都不说话，也一整天没有进食了。
And therefore, all the others in the household, right, all the servants and assistants, they are not eating either.
而且他们家里的这些仆人们，这些这些那些服务的那些人员，他们也都没有吃东西。
So Nanda Maharaj answered in a way that he was on Krishna's side.
Nanda Maharaj 呢，这时候仍然站在 Krishna 的这一边来回答。
So in an angry way.Because he wants to show he's on Krishna's side. He said, well, that's her fault. The mistake she did, this is her punishment.
然后呢 Nanda Maharaj 仍然站在 Krishna 这边，他就说，这是他的错，这是他做的这个行为得到了应有的惩罚。
And they said, well, if we tell her that, she will be even, feel even worse.
如果我们告诉亚瑟的妈妈，这样的话呢，她感受会更加的糟糕。
Because Nanda Maharaj wanted Krishna himself to want his mother.
因为呢，就是 Nanda Maharaj 他想要 Krishna 亲自他去来去安抚他的母亲。
So they said.Or, you know, Rohini Devi and others said, well, we can't. If we tell her that, she'll be even more devastated.
就是Rohini 就说，如果我们告诉亚瑟的妈妈这样子的你说的话呢，那么她肯定会更加的这个伤心难过的。
So then Nanda Maharaj told Krishna, maybe you should go and see your mother?
Nanda Maharaj 就过来给 Krishna 说，可能需要你去安抚一下你的妈妈。
Krishna said no.
Krishna 说不。
I will stay with you.
我会跟你在一起。
Then the aunties, Krishna's aunties, they said, whose milk will you drink?
然后 Krishna 呢，他的这些婶婶们呢，他就给 Krishna 说，你喝的是谁的奶呢？
And I'll drink cow's milk.
他说。我将喝这个母牛的奶。
Meaning I won't drink my mother's milk.
他呢决定意思是不喝他不再喝他母亲的奶了。
So then they all said, who will you play with?
然后他们就问 Krishna 说，那么你将跟谁一起玩呢？
I'll play with my father and brother.
我给我的父亲和我的兄弟们玩。
And then Nanda Maharaj said, "You won't go to your mother."
Nanda Maharaj 就说，你真的不愿意去到你母亲旁边吗？
Said no.
Krishna 坚决说不。
She left me. She tied me up, left me, and went away.
她呢，把我绑在那儿，撂在一边，她就走了。
So then Rohini Devi said.
然后如果你戴维就说
Why are you so harsh to your mother?
为什么你对你的母亲这么的苛刻呢？
So Nanda Maharaj was still on Krishna's side.
Nanda Maharaj 这时候呢还是站在 Krishna 这边。
And he raised his hand like he will go and hit Yasoda Devi.
他呢就是把他的这个手举起，然后呢他表现的像是想要去亚瑟的母亲的安慰他一下。
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
He raised his hand.
Yeah.
Like he will hit, da.
Oh,
hit.
Okay, okay.
Hey. Punish her.
Okay. 他呢就举起手想要像是打这个亚瑟的妈妈一样。
And then Krishna immediately caught hold of his father's hand and pulled it down.
Krishna 立刻就把他母亲、他父亲的这个手给那个拿下来，就不让他打。
Right, so now his like Krishna's his heart is becoming more and more soft.
Krishna 这时候他内心变得越来越柔软。
So then he runs to Rohini Devi and says, "Where is mother?"
然后呢 ，Krishna 他就跑到这个 Rohini Devi 这，然后他就问我的母亲在哪里。
So then she took him to where Yasoda Devi was.
然后呢 ，Rohini Devi 呢就把 Krishna 带到了他母亲亚修的妈妈所在的地方。
And then they made up.
然后呢，就是。
They made up. They made up means Krishna gave up his anger and embraced her and.
Okay. 然后呢，对他们就和好了。对他们又重新和好，然后 Krishna 去那个拥抱他的母亲。
And then everything was okay.
然后呢，一切就是重归于好。
But still, Yasoda Devi was feeling embarrassed, so she did not come out for some days.
但是呢，亚瑟的母亲呢仍然感到尴尬，所以呢，她连续好几天都没有出门。
So on one of these days, Krishna went into the room and brought her out by pulling her sari.
就是呢，其中有一天呢，就是 Krishna 到她的房间里呢，去给她拿这个她的 sari。
And then everything was good.
所以呢，一切都进展得非常顺利。
And the whole incident, of course, only increased Krishna's love for his mother, and increased Krishna's mother's love for him. This is what the whole incident is just what it did.
所以呢，这个整个的逍遥时光呢，只是去增加 Krishna 对他母亲的这个爱，以及他母亲对他的这个。
So we are all familiar with why Nalakuvara and Manigriva were cursed. We all know that story, so I won't tell it again.
我们大家都知道，就是 Nalakuvara 以及 Manigriva 为什么会受到诅咒，这一点呢，我将不再详述。
You can read it in the chapter 10.
你们可以在这个第十章中来读这个故事。
But in that chapter, Narada Muni makes an interesting comment.
在这一章中呢 ，Narada Muni 做出了非常有意思的评论。
In which he says the pride of wealth is more than the pride of.You know, being beautiful or having a lot of knowledge.
Narada Muni 呢，他就说，这个因富裕而来的这种骄傲呢，更甚于因为美丽和这个学识而来的骄傲。
And in the purports there, Srila Prabhupada, he explains in more detail.
就是在这个要旨当中呢，圣帕巴的他就更加细节的详细解释了这一点。
And that the pride of having wealth is more than the pride of having knowledge or the pride of having beauty.
就是一个人因财富富裕而来的这种骄傲呢，肯定要大过这个因美丽学识而来的骄傲。
And the antidote, the remedy.
Yeah. The remedy 这个辅助的方法
is to be poverty stricken.
就是说，处在这个贫困的，保持在贫困的这个状态。
So.Maybe let's finish here, and we'll finish the anartha. What this anartha represents, we can talk about next week and some other related topics.
有关就是这十二时光它所代表的这个 Ananta， 我们在下一节中将会讲述，还有其他的相关的一些内容。
So the past time is finished, and then the lessons from the past time we can discuss next week.
就是这个逍遥时光已经讲结束了，有关这个逍遥时光给予的教导呢，我们在下一节的时候将会提到。
Jumunapriya, I'm just going away for 1 minute and I'll come back, and then we can answer the questions.
Okay.
Just 1 minute, I'll be back.
Okay, okay.他不是稍微离开一会儿，然后呢，回来的时候再来回答大家的问题。我记得我们什么可以吗，大姐？我记得我们上周还遗留一个问题，是吗？
往前面看一下吧，我也需要翻一下才能知道。
今天呢，目前就现在打出来这一个问题是吧？
不是啊，有三四个问题过去了。
OK. 好的，今天的第一个问题是智敏的，是吗？
是的。
OK.稍微等待一下
哦。大家稍等一下，月亮爬布离开一下，他马上会回来。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, so let's do the questions.
我们来回答问题。上一周有一个问题，请教帕布，我们要办成一件事情，一是靠自己的努力，二是靠 Krishna 的仁慈，但是在实际生活当中，我们的愿望有时候是达不到的。比如说，我特别希从祈祷一直有这样这个愿望，也一直在努力，但是很多年过去了，他们仍然没有成为奉献者，是我的努力不够呢，还是因为 Krishna 不给仁慈？怎么正确理解这一点？敬拜您。
remember the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita.
你们要记住这个佛家梵歌的教导。
What does Krishna tell Arjuna?
Krishna 告诉阿朱那什么呢？
Do your duty to the best of your ability, but don't be attached to the results of your work.
尽你的最大的努力去履行你的职责，但是呢，同时不要依附于这个结果。
So in the same way, you mentioned your family, you want them to be devotees, and so on and so on.
在这里呢，你也提到了，你希望你的家人成为奉献者，等等，你描述了很多。
So yes, try your best, do your duty, but ultimately you are not in control of the situation. We have to be detached from the results of what we do. Otherwise, we'll become frustrated and unhappy.
所以呢，就是你需要努力的去履行你的职责，但是呢，同时意识到你是无法控制这个事情的这个结果的。所以呢，我们就需要对这个结果。如果变得不依附，否则的话呢，我们就会为此而感到这个沮丧，不开心。
Remember, every soul has its free will.
记得每一个灵魂都有自己的自由意志。
And you say, oh, I'm not trying enough, or Krishna's not giving mercy.
所以呢，你在这问，是不是你的努力不够，或者是 Krishna 没有给仁慈呢？
But why should we determine Krishna's mercy just because he does something you want? Meaning, you want your parents, you want your family or whoever to be devotees, and if your desire is not fulfilled, then you're questioning. It seems like you are questioning, is Krishna giving me his mercy?
就是说你在这里看起来有点像在质疑，就是因为 Krishna 没有满足你的这个愿望，想让你的家人成为奉献者这样的一个愿望，所以呢，你就现在开始有点质疑，是不是 Krishna 没有给我仁慈呢？
But why question Krishna's mercy in that way? Just because your expectation is not fulfilled, why should we determine or think, maybe think, oh, is Krishna giving me his mercy or not?
所以呢，你就是想要 Krishna 回应你的这个期待。如果 Krishna 没有按照你的期待去给你仁慈的话呢，这时候你就开始质疑，或者是决定 Krishna 到底有没有给我这个仁慈啊，开始有疑惑了。
Remember, your family members becoming devotees is not essential for your own spiritual perfection.
你要记住，就是呢，你的家人是否成为奉献者，这不是你是否达到灵性完美的一个，重要的一个必要的一个条件。
You can achieve spiritual perfection whether or not they become devotees.
不管你的家人成不成为奉献者，你都可以达到灵性的完美。
So them becoming devotees is not essential for you.To achieve spiritual perfection.
所以呢，他们是否成为奉献者，这并不是你成为，就是达到灵性完美的一个必要条件。
So on Krishna's part, he is seeing what is essential for your spiritual perfection.
在 Krishna 的这方面呢，他是看什么，就是你达到灵性完美的这些必要的条件。
And for those kinds of things.He gives mercy.
对于那些是否会成为你达到灵性完美的这个必要的条件，对于这方面 ，Krishna 会给予你仁慈。
He may or may not just satisfy our personal expectations.
他呢，或许或者是满足或不满足我们的个人的一些期待。
And either way, it's his mercy.
其实不管哪一种都是 Krishna 的仁慈。
Whether he satisfies, if he doesn't fulfill our expectation, it's his mercy. If he does fulfill our expectation, it's also his mercy. But that's his choice. That's not your choice. That's his choice.
所以呢，不 不管 Krishna 他就是即便他没有满足我们的这个期待，或者他满足了我们的这个期待，其实都是 Krishna 仁慈的展示，这是在选择在 Krishna 手里。
And remember, what is essential for your spiritual perfection?
而且记住，就是对于你达到灵性完美的这个必要条件是什么？
It's not just to have a happy family. That's not essential.
并不是说你拥有一个幸福的完美的家庭就是可以达到这个灵性完美的，这个幸福的家庭并不是必要条件。
And whatever happens is the Lord's mercy. He just illustrates in different ways.
不管就是以怎样的方式都是 Krishna 的仁慈，只是他以不同的方式。
And again, from Bhagavad Gita, one of the basic teachings, we do what we are supposed to do, we do our duty, we're responsible, we try our best, but we have to be detached from the results of our work. That's Krishna's one of the main teachings there in Bhagavad Gita.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他在《薄伽梵歌》中的一个主要的教导之一就是说。我们应当去做我们应做的事情，应当去履行我们的职责，应当去负起责任来。但是呢，同时我们需要对这个活动的结果不依附。
If we are attached to the fruits of our work, we won't achieve spiritual perfection.
如果我们还依附于我们活动的结果的话呢，我们就达不到灵性的完美。
So I'm guessing Krishna wants to cultivate detachment in your heart, more detachment.
所以呢，我猜 Krishna 是想希望唤醒你心中的这种不依附。
And that's his mercy. Therefore, he's not fulfilling your expectation.
所以呢，这是 Krishna 的仁慈，所以说他就没有回应你的这个祈祷。
Because you need more detachment from your personal expectations.
因为呢，对于你的这个个人期望呢，你是需要更加的不依附。Krishna 想要在你内心中唤醒你的这种不依附。
And again, every soul has its free will, like you, they also.
而且呢，每一个灵魂都有自己的个人的自由意志，就像你一样，他们也有他们的自由意志。
Everyone has their own journey.
每个人都有自己的旅程。
And maybe their time is not ready.
或者呢，这个时机还不成熟。
Time is not right for them yet.
就是他们成为奉献者，这个时机还不成熟。
So that would be my general answer.
所以呢，这就是我通常的一个回答。
We should endeavor. Our endeavor should be to please Krishna. In that context, we try as hard as we can.Not to please ourselves. Oh, I want my parents or my husband or whoever to be devoted. That's more about ourselves. Pleasing ourselves, making ourselves happy.
所以呢，就是从我们需要付出努力去取悦 Krishna 这方面来说呢，我们也确实需要付出努力，去就是说努力的尝试让我们的家人成为奉献者。但是呢，我们这个。目的呢不应该是取悦我们自己，不应该是满足我们自己个人的这个期待。就比如说，我是想让我的父母、我的丈夫，成为奉献者。我们这种想法其实是想取悦自己。
So just So anyway, just be detached from the fruits of our work.
所以呢，我们就需要对我们所做的这些努力变得不依附。
They have their freedom. They have their free will. Even Krishna doesn't, as we know, even Krishna doesn't interfere.
他们都有自己的个人的自由意志，即便 Krishna 都不干涉他们的自由意志。
On our part, we just be the best we can.
所以呢，在我们这方面呢，我们就尽我们的最大努力。
And just try to give them a good impression.
就给他们一个好印象。
Oh, my wife or husband or whoever, oh, they're so nice, they've become so kind, they've become so gentle, much better than they were before. Right? Then they get a good impression of Krishna consciousness and bhakti yoga, and that will increase their spiritual credits.
所以呢, 就是我们这方面呢需要跟他们留下一个好的印象, 不管是作为丈夫或者妻子, 他们想起来我们呢, 就会觉得, 哦, 他变得这么的友善, 而且越来越温和了, 就是我们要给他们, 就是有关这个 Krishna知觉, 这个奉爱修行的一个 正面的积极的一个印象, 这样的话呢, 将会增加他们的灵性账户上的这个灵性的资产。
But if they have the opposite impression, oh, they are more angry than before, they are less tolerant than before, they are less kind than, then what kind of service are we doing?
但是呢, 如果我们相反给他们留下的是不好的这种印象的话呢, 他们觉得我们变得比之前更加的愤怒, 而且更加没有容忍之心, 也没有之前那么的友善了, 那么我们到底是在做怎样的服务呢?
So, these are some thoughts you can consider.
所以呢, 这就是你可以考虑的这些不同的方面。
Krishna's mercy is always there. It just manifests in different ways, and we have to learn to see that.
所以呢, Krishna的仁慈总是在那里的, 只是
even if it seems to go against our expectations.
即便有时候看起来它跟我们的这个个人期待是相反的一种结果。
好的, next.
Next question. Today's question from 四明. 顶拜帕布, 就连主希瓦和布拉玛都会愤怒。 那我们该怎样做才能逐渐走向平和呀?
Sorry, say that again. Sorry. Read that again.
In Chinese or?
Yeah, yeah, Chinese. Yeah.
就连主希瓦和主布拉玛都会愤怒。 那我们该怎么做才能够逐渐走向平和?
Hear more about Krishna.
就是聆听更多的Krishna, 更多的聆听Krishna.
About Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, it's an exception.
就是呢,主Shiva, 主Brahma呢, 他呢也都不例外。
Yeah, 对, it's their becoming angry is not a general part of nature.
就是他们其实在这个逍遥时光中变得例外的话呢，是一种例外，因为他们通常的他们的本性呢其实是不会变。But
in this particular incident, to illustrate the greatness of Lord Vishnu, momentarily they became a little bit influenced by the mode of nature.
但是呢，就是为了能够在这个逍遥时光中显示这个主威士奴他是自尊的，所以呢，他们就在这个逍遥时光的那一刻，他们呢就多少会受到这个愤怒的这种影响。There's
no doubt that they are pure devotees.
毫无疑问，他们都是纯粹的奉献者。But
they're because of their service in the material world, right? Because of their service in the material world, they are very closely connected with the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance.
但是呢, 正是由于他们在物质世界的这个职责和服务, 所以呢他们就跟这个激情和愚昧形态就非常的接近。
So sometimes they become influenced by that.
有时候呢, 他们就会受到这些不同的激情愚昧形态的影响。
That doesn't make them, it's not like they're becoming angry, it's like you and me, it's not like that.
我们你我的这种愤怒一样。
It's a very rare occurrence.
就是这种。But
it simply illustrates, in comparison to the Lord Narayana, then they're not.
在这里呢，就是为了能够突出这个主呢，相比呢，他们
并不是那么的完美。
As for us, yes, it's a challenge.
但是对我们来说呢，却是一个挑战。
Not to be controlled by anger.
就是我们不要被愤怒所控制。
That's our challenge. That's our challenge.
这是我们的挑战。
How to overcome the modes of passion and ignorance.
就如何能够跨越激情和愚昧形态。
And that we do by our spiritual practice. Again, right? Personal effort and Krishna's mercy, right? These two things are there for everything that we do.
所以呢，我们就通过我们灵性的修习来超越激情愚昧形态，同时呢，也需要我们个人的努力以及 Krishna 的仁慈这两个方面。
So we try, again, we try our best to overcome our anger and the mode of passion and ignorance through our practice of bhakti yoga and through prayer, and then we wait for Krishna's mercy also.
所以呢，我们就通过自己的这个努力，我们尽最大的努力，然后呢，能够超越我们的这个处在激情和愚昧的形态，同时呢，我们也等待着 Krishna 的仁慈的降临。
We just try to be more mindful of our emotions and when they become angry to control them and overcome them and so on.
所以呢，我们就更加的警醒，就是当我们的情绪变得就是有一些愤怒的时候呢，我们就警觉到这一点，然后呢，不让它继续的这样下去。
It takes time, but we can do. We can do it.
需要花一些时间，但是呢，我们可以做到这一点的。
If we become more self-satisfied, then we can overcome our anger and frustration more easily.
如果我们更加变得就是在自我之中变得满足的话呢，那么我们就可以去超越我们的这个愤怒和沮丧。
And that means we need to get more happiness from our own spiritual practice, and then we will be more self-satisfied.
这要从我们的灵性的休息当中呢，获得更多的快乐，变得更加的这个自我满足。
Yes.
Okay. So, 下一个问题是 Rajendra Prabhu. 见到奉献者的时候，俺特喜欢双手合十，虔诚地说：“我很堕落，我非常堕落，我严重堕落，甚至俺都没资格说 Krishna 的圣名。一旦奉献者表扬我谦卑的时候，特有欣慰感；一旦有人说我假惺惺、骄傲，俺就不舒服。”你刚才解释楼上的堕落和谦卑，还没有明白谦卑的心态。问题是，口头上展示的谦卑总比不展示要好吧？换言之，口头展示总比不展示好吧？
In this example, yes.
在这个例子中，是的。
We don't need to go around, I'm so fallen, and what's the point? What is the point?
其实我们没有必要就是四处的告诉大家说我很堕落，这有什么意义呢？
Well, it has no meaning.
就是没有什么实质的意义。
Better we just mindfully really cultivate that mood rather than, you know, speaking it. What does it do?
但是呢，我们有时候这样说呢，其实就是能够很谨慎的、小心的提醒自己，我们培养这么一种心态。
Better we go around saying Trinadapi Suni Chena. That's better.
就是呢，我们呢最好就是说，可能走到他人面前，然后给他们说这个 Trinadapi。
Right, the third person. If we're going to say anything,
我们就是说这个八训规的这个第三师节。
Right, if we're going to say anything, better we say these things.
如果我们 忘记说其他的那些。
No. I said if we're going to say anything.
如果我们真的要说一些什么东西的时候，我们就说那个八训规的第三十节。
And other similar prayers.
而且类似的这些祷文。
Another beautiful prayer regarding humility is in the prayer, right? Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Korove Dase, right? We all know that prayer.
就是呢，或者是我们也说一些那些表达谦卑的一些祷文，或者是呢，我们来就是吟唱这个 Gurudev 的那个祷文。
It's a prayer of humility.
它是来表达这个谦卑的一首祷文。
And the same, Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara, also.
还有呢，就是有关刚才帕布念的这首祷文。
You don't know that one, Jumuna Priya?
I know, but...
Then you don't know.
I don't know what they said every day.
Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura.
Yeah,
that's not our chakra. Yeah,
yeah. It's a beautiful prayer. 是一个非常美妙的一个祷文。
And Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya also.
Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya.
Also a prayer of surrender and humility.
也是表达这个皈依和这个谦卑的一首祷文。
So if we're going to say anything, these are the things we should say. Not walking around, oh, I'm so fallen, oh, I'm so useless. What is the point?
如果我们就是真的要对奉献者说一些什么话的时候，我们就吟唱这些祷文，不是说四处走到他们面前，就是说那些我很堕落类似的这些。
As we all know, no, actions speak louder than words. So better we act rather than say.
我们通常说的这个行动要比言语更有力量，所以呢，我们就是需要从行为上表达出来这种心态。
Better we express through our own actions. That's better.
最好就是我们通过行动表达出来。
And that's our practice, no? That is our practice.
这就是我们的一种修习。
And our challenge also.
也是我们的面临的挑战。
To try to reflect more deeply about what humility really is.
我们想要更加深刻的去理解到反省这个真正的谦卑是什么。
And by reading the prayers, like the two prayers and other prayers, then we can reflect more deeply on these required qualities.
所以呢，我们通过就是念诵刚才提到的这个两首祷文，还有其他的祷文，这样的话呢，我们就会更加的对这个祷文中所表达出来的这种谦卑印象更加的深刻。
好的 ，next。We'll go until 9:10 because we started 10 minutes late, so we'll go for 5 more minutes and then stop.
Yeah. Yeah. 我们将会进行到9:10，因为本来开始的时候就晚了10分钟。下一个问题，也是志敏，请问帕布对家人的依附，平时不觉得有事情发生的时候，还是觉得对家人的依附还是很严重的，怎么办呢？
Remember, detachment doesn't mean not to have any care.
大家要记住，对家人的不依附也并不意味着不去关心家人。
Detachment doesn't mean to be cold and uncaring. That's not the meaning of detachment.
不依附呢，并不意味着你就对家人很冷漠，漠不关心。
Detachment simply means we cultivate not being attached to the results of what we do.
这个不依附呢，就意味着我们对我们所做的事情呢，变得就是不去依附它的结果。
So we again we do what we're supposed to doing with care and affection, but we cultivate not expecting anything in return, right? That's what it means to be detached.
所以呢，在谈到这个不依附的时候。 那我们其实还是需要带着这个爱和关心去关爱我们的这个家人，但是同时呢我们也不期待就是这个结果怎样的，我们不期待他们的这个回馈。
Right, and we also want to remember this is only one set of our relatives. So many relatives we have had over so many lifetimes.
我们也要记住我们的这家人呢，他只是我们的这个一世的这些亲人，我们都有那么多生世的这些亲人了。
So although we must be caring and helpful for our relatives, but we also need to remember that we have had many sets of relatives.
我们呢就是同时呢就是关心去帮助我们的这些亲人，但是我们也要记住我们已经不只有一世的这些亲人，我们有那么多生世的那么多亲人。
And again, we try our best to do what we need to do.
我们呢尽我们的最大努力做我们该做的事情。
And remember, you know, at the time of death, who do we want to be thinking about?
要记住在我们死亡之际的时候，我们将会记得谁呢？
We don't want to be thinking of our relatives, do we?
我们不想就是能够在死亡之际想起我们的这个亲人。
We want to be thinking of Krishna or his devotees or something like this.
我们想要在死亡之际想起 Krishna 或他的奉献者或相关的这些事情。
So we might have feelings, but we have to check ourselves. You know, if we're going to die tomorrow, who are we going to be thinking about?
我们呢也需要对我们的家人有这个情感，但是呢我们也要就是考察一下，就是如果明天我会死去的话呢，我在死亡之际会记起谁。
And only
我们就是可以爱我们的亲人，但是呢我们应该更爱 Krishna， 因为在死亡的时候呢我们记起的是那些我们情生当中通常最爱的那些人事物，所以呢我们需要不断的去反思这一点，因为我们有那么多生世的这些亲人。
Okay, so it's 9:10
基本上都九点十分了。
So, there's a few more questions, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll do them. We'll begin with these questions next week and then continue with our pastime and the lessons from the pastime.
因为已经九点十分了，我看到还有几个问题，我们下节课开始的时候呢，可以先以回答问题而开始。
So we have one more lesson.Regarding this pastime.
就是有关这个逍遥时光呢，我们还会有一节课。
So, thank you everybody so much for listening.
感恩你们大家每一位的聆听。
And 谢谢我们的翻译，还有主持。
yeah, thank you for your wonderful lecture.
Mukhi Radha, 谢谢 Jemuna Priya.
谢谢法布的精彩的讲述，很多细节方面，学到了很多，谢谢你。
好。
好的，外坤纳之音服务员与聆听，各位敬爱的奉献者们，今天星期四，我们呢今天的早课就讲述到这儿，然后呢我们下周将继续讲述有关达摩达瓦的逍遥时光。非常感恩大家的聆听，希望大家呢在 Krishna 之觉中度过快乐的一天。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.